Okay, so how about Romans 12? I'm going to be using the Working Translation. If you got it, great. And if not, you can read along. So, Raj, Jane, thanks for the opportunity to share God's Word with these wonderful folks. Tonight we're going to look at the topic of the one body of Christ and the one body in Christ. Okay? It's a metaphor God uses to describe the church. It's not the only metaphor God uses, but it's one of the significant metaphors of the church today is the one body. We're going to look at that in Romans 12, and then we're going to look at it in 1 Corinthians 12. So let's start off in verse 1, and I'm in the Working Translation. Therefore, brothers, I exhort you by the compassion of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your logical divine service. And the word body is a figure for your life. God is exhorting us by the compassions of God to present our lives a living sacrifice. Right? And we heard that in the manifestations, didn't we? Yeah. It's awesome. God's a jealous God. God wants our whole life, right? And then it says, do not be fashioned by this age, but be transfigured by the renewing of the mind so that you may prove what is the good and well-pleasing and mature will of God. You know, we're responsible in our own lives whether we conform to the world or we're transformed by putting the word in our minds, right? And before we read any further, I want you to close your Bible. Keep your hand here, by the way. And those of you who know the answer, please don't say it. But what do you think comes next? This is Romans 12. This is the practical application of all the great truths we've heard previously in Romans, all the fabulous doctrine of who we are in Christ. And God says, hey, you know what? Serve me with your life. And then I want you to renew your minds to my word. Okay? And what do you think comes next? What do you think would be the first thing God tells us to do with our minds? Let's read it. Verse 3. So by the grace that was given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think beyond what you ought to think, but to think with sober thinking, according as God has distributed the measure of believing to each of you. So we're to think about what we think about. You know, we pay attention to what we think about. And the very first thing he says here in Romans 12, he's going to tell us how we're to think about each other. You know, it's pretty cool. That's part of the renewed mind, how we think about each other. All right, so it's just fabulous things here. Verse 4, it says, even as we have many members or parts, many parts in our body, and as all members do not have the same function, so we, the many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. Okay? So it says we have many members in one body. Okay, look at your body. Look at your hand. Right? You got a hand. You got an elbow. Look at your foot. You have a kneecap. Do they do different things?
Yeah.
Right. And so the metaphor in the body of that God's using here is to emphasize that we're unique, but we all have different functions, but guess what? We're all part of the same body. We're all interconnected. We're members one of another, we're going to hear later on. Okay? And what God wants to emphasize here is we have unique functions in the body of Christ. We have different functions, but that does not mean one is above another at all. Okay? Christ is the head, yeah? The rest of us, same exact plane, exactly the same, okay? No difference in the body of Christ about that, none. We're going to see that a little bit more. So this is exciting stuff. You know, we're unique members in the body of Christ. There's many of us and individually members. Uh-oh, here comes that phrase, one of another. That's okay, dude. So we're part one of another, right? Have you ever broken or sprained your little toe or your little finger? And does it become painfully obvious how much that little toe or that little finger affects your whole body? Right? Doesn't it? You know, I'm starting to do this running program, and I had a knee problem, and I went and looked online. Kelly Starrett's got a cool thing about stretching and whatnot. And I found out that my knee problem was actually my IT band problem. Then I found out the IT band is not, you can't really do much with it because it's so strong, you can roll it. But really what I need to work on is this muscle up here. So my knee problem really had to do with the IT band, which had to do with the hip problem. That's us, man. That is us. We are we're the body of Christ. We're individual members, unique, special, cannot be replaced. And we're interconnected. We're not just one part off somewhere. We are interconnected. That's the truth of God's word. You know, what we do affects one another. We'll see that a little bit later in 1 Corinthians. So we're many, one body in Christ. Verse 5, individually members one of another, having gifts differing according to the grace given to us. And that word gift, I love this translation. It's Spirit-empowered service to the church to carry out His plan for His people. Spirit-empowered service to the church to carry out His plan for His people. We each have a function to perform in the body of Christ, just like my hand has a function, foot has a function, my nose has a function. We each have a function, some service to render to the body of Christ. Each one of us has that. And it says, if prophecy, then get busy doing the prophecy according to the proportion of the believing. Verse 7, or if it's another ministry, another way to serve, let us minister or serve according to the proportion of believing in that service. Or if it's teaching, if we serve the body through teaching, then let us teach according to the proportion of the believing in the teaching. Or if it's any other service, such as exhorting, which means to encourage, we get busy in the encouraging. If it's giving, that means financial giving. Is it one way to serve in the body of Christ to give financially? Absolutely. Maybe God called you to, you know, earn a ton of money so you can give it to the church because the church needs funds to do stuff, right? That's a function in the body of Christ that maybe only you can perform. Okay? And these are just examples. So giving in integrity, leading in diligence, showing mercy and cheerfulness. And then it says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor the evil, cleave to the good. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians in a second, but what is emphasized here in the metaphors and with figures of comparison, we want to be really careful that they stay in the context. I call it tethered to the context. You know, we can't make up stuff that the Word of God says. We can't say, oh, the body gets sick, so therefore the body of Christ gets sick. It doesn't say that, does it? What God's emphasizing here is there's lots of difference, lots of diversity, but we're one in Christ, and we're one of another. We're connected to one another, just like my team band's connected to my knee. Okay? So that's the thing to remember in this section. Different parts, different functions, and that word function is praxis. It's the same word as acts in the book of Acts. Practice, acts, functions, deeds. What's the other one? Practices, deeds, actions. Okay? Different functions, different ways to serve in the body of Christ. And one body, and we're interconnected. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. So this chapter is chock full of stuff about the truths of the one body. The word body is soma in the Greek. It's used 18 times in this chapter. Used a lot. Okay. Verse 1, it says, now concerning spiritual matters, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. So the thinking about the one body is a spiritual matter. You know, thinking of the one body is in the renewed mind. You know that you were Gentiles led away to mute idols even as you were led. Verse 3, wherefore I give you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities, or I'm going to read the ESV. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, the same Lord. There are varieties of operations, but the same God who energizes all in all. Verses 4 to 6 has an interesting figure called Symplike, I think it's pronounced. Did you notice variety same, variety same, variety same? When it gets to the one body, that's the way we're to think, with his varieties in the one body, but we're all the same body of Christ. Only God could figure that stuff out, right? So we'll keep reading. Verse 6. However, likewise, there are varieties of operations, but the same God who energizes all things in all people. However, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person for profit. And we're going to skip on down to verse 11. The one and the same Spirit energizes all these manifestations, distributing to each person individually as he wills. We heard speaking in tongues, interpretation of prophecy today, didn't we? Those are two, three of the manifestations. They're different, aren't they? Is it the same spirit that's energizing each one? In that way, the body of Christ is the same way. There's varieties in the body of Christ. I think we just tapped what's available out there. There are varieties in the body of Christ. Same body, same spirit, we're one. So it says in verse 12, moreover, even as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. In fact, verse 13, we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether we are Judeans or Gentiles, sorry, Greeks, whether we were slaves or free, whether we are all, and we were all given to drink one spirit. Surely the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15 now goes into a different figure of speech called personification. Probably know that from English class, where an inanimate thing is going to now have a human characteristic. And the foot's going to start talking here. Okay? So verse 15, if the foot would say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear would say, I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? And I wanted to say this part here is you can be in the body of Christ and you can look at other people and you could say, I am not like that person, therefore I'm just not important in the body. You know, you can think that, can't you? I'm not so-and-so, I don't have a quality, so I don't have I'm not that person, so therefore I'm not part of the body. I'm not significant in the body. That's not the truth, is it? It's not every person in the body of Christ, without fail, from now until Christ returns, has a service to render to the body of Christ. It's cool, isn't it? A lot of possibilities, man, I'm telling you. In verse 17 it says, I think we read that, sorry. As in verse 18, as a matter of fact, God set the members, each one of them, in the body as he wanted to. And this word set just means this. I don't know if you can see it. I'm going to place my cough drop right here. That's the word set. Okay? It's just God just placed he placed the hand at the end of my arm. Why did he do that? It's probably a good idea. I don't know. It's the wisdom of God. Why isn't it on the back of my head? Okay? In the same way, God placed each one of us in the body of Christ because it pleased him to do that. It pleased him to do that. And this placement is not a hierarchy. It's not. There's no hierarchy in the body of Christ. In the corporate world, there's a hierarchy. You start off low. You get a crappy desk in the middle of the cubicle with the AC vent pouring on your head. You work your way up. You get a corner office. That's a hierarchy, right? It's a meritocracy. You work. You earn merit. You get the big position. Same in the education world. I'm at the lowest of the low of the low of the faculty. I share an office with 40 different faculty members. I'm blessed to do it because then I get to see people. But the head of the English department, he's got honestly, the size of this room, ginormous. He's got a view, got a coffee machine. Okay, that's not the body of Christ. You know, how are we? Are we in the body of Christ on our own merit? Here's the cool thing. We're all here in the body of Christ on the merit of whom? Christ. Jesus Christ. That's why we're the same. We're the same. We're one in Christ. There's no hierarchy in the body of Christ. There's no one more important. There's no one above another. There's no hierarchy. We're just all part of the body of Christ. Each person is important. Each person has a function. And that function you have, it's pleasing to God. God wants you to function that way because he made you that way. Love this section. So, anyways, the word set, because it's not you're up here and I'm down here. No, 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 no. As a matter of fact, God placed the members, each one of them, in the body even as he wanted. If they were all one member, where's the body? Good question. As a matter of fact, there are many members, but one body. Have we heard that a lot? That's repeated so much. And then here's another section where it goes back to personification. And I can't say to the hand, I do not have a need for you. Nor in turn the head to the feet, I do not have a need for you. You know, but could we possibly do that? Could we have the ER moment where we're like, oh, I'm not so-and-so, so I'm not part of the body? Or could we also think, this person isn't so me. Oh, that person isn't important. That person's not part of the body. All part of the body, same care. So the eye can't say to the hand, I don't have a need for you. Or in turn, the head to the feet, I don't have a need for you. Quite the contrary. Those members of the body that seem to be weaker are necessary. Those members of the body that we suppose are less honorable, we deck those with more abundant honor. And so our unattractive parts have more abundant elegance. Verse 24, our elegant parts, on the other hand, have no need. However, God put the body together, giving more abundant honor to that which lacked. The word put together is to commingle or to blend. We ain't separate people. We ain't just all on our own. We're commingled. We're mixed together. Okay? God, that's our physical body, right? It's the body of Christ too. And here's what God would get us to think here in verse 25. So that there may not be a division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. The way I love Andrew is the same way I love Mummy. This is the same way I love Liam. Is the same way I love Bibiana and Gladys. Right? Same care. So simple. Everyone's needed. Everyone's unique. Everyone's important. This isn't some nice thing your mommy tells you. It's the word of God. All important. And we all have the same care. No respect for persons. Love, honor, appreciate the same people, the same in the body of Christ. And that's God's heart. He doesn't want division in the body of Christ. You know, he doesn't want to have, oh, I like Andrew, I don't really like, you know, Grace. None of that. Same care. Same exact care. God doesn't want the divisions. In verse 26, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Why is that true? Because we're all connected. Sometimes maybe we don't think we see this, but it's still true, isn't it? One member in the body of Christ suffers. We all feel it, just like my little toe. One member rejoices, like Andrew got his car of his dreams, and then some. Fantastic. We all rejoice with him. We're so happy for him. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members. And those whom God has set, same word as this, placed it. Is there a hierarchy? Nope. Those whom God has set in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, assistant, guidance, kinds of tongues. These are just some examples of way we can serve in the body of Christ. And then there's this question that it's called in negative negation. Here's how it reads. You're not all apostles, are you? We're not all apostles, are we?
No.
We're not all prophets, are we? We're not all teachers, are we? We're not all, we don't all operate. Oh, and this part says, it's not just miracles that we operate, right? And it's not just healing that we operate. And it's not just speaking in tongues. We do all those manifestations, right? Speaking in tongues, interpret, prophesy, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, faith, miracles, healing. We can all do it, right? It's the same spirit. And so another, you know, you're not all one person, one part of the body. And then it says, be zealous of the greater gifts. However, I will show you a more excellent way. In this fabulous chapter on the love of God. Okay. So this metaphor of the one body, we want to make sure that it's tethered to the context. We don't start imagining different ways of comparison. Oh, the body gets ill and gets a cold, so therefore the body of Christ gets ill and gets a cold. It doesn't say that. What it's emphasizing is how unique each member is, how each person has a function to serve, and we're all part of the same body, okay? And that we're to have the same care for one another. And the difference is in how you function and serve. It's not a difference of position, you know? It's just not. You just can't afford to think about that. There's Christ as the head of the body, right? And that's it. There's no positions in the body of Christ. Different functions. Everything's needed, isn't it? You told me this really cool story about 21 Pilots, right? I love this. They're Christians. They don't label themselves as a Christian band. But their heart is they want to reach the kids that are bummed out, that have, you know, broken homes, and they're depressed, they're suicidal. You know, they have a great heart to reach out to these kids. And one kid heard that she wanted to kill herself. She tried, slashed her wrists. She heard the song about, what's the name of it?
One of the lyrics is, it says, Stay Alive.
Stay Alive. That, and she heard those lyrics, and you know what? She didn't go through with committing suicide. And then she had a tattoo, and play over the scars, she had the tattoo, Stay Alive. Those kids are part of the body of Christ. They're functioning the way God called them to do. They saved that kid's life. Maybe another member of the body of Christ came along and spoke the word and got her born again. But if those two kids in Pilot 21, no, 21 Pilots, if those two kids had thought, well, you know, I'm not going to do that because it's not overtly Christian or whatever, would that kid's life have been saved? You know, there's a lot of opportunity to serve lots of different ways. So the wrong thinking about the body of Christ is, I don't matter. The other part is, you don't matter. I matter, you'll matter. All the same. It's fantastic stuff. You know, conforming to the world in this category is where you start seeing, I'm up here, you're down here, this person's up here. We're to treat each other all the same, aren't we? Yeah. Same love I have for each person. Same honor, same respect, same willingness to serve. Okay? Because it's the merits of Jesus Christ, that's why. It's not our merits. I think we'll close in Ephesians 4. It says in verse 16, from him, Christ, the entire body, which is framed together and united by every joint of supply, causes the growth of the body by the measurable working of each single part for the edifying of itself in love. As each one of us walks with God and in love, we edify the body of Christ. It's God's will. Build up the body of Christ, isn't it? Seek to edify the body of Christ. I just want to say one quick thing to you young folks, you young kids. You know, the sky's the limit, so to speak, with God. I think you all know, Liam knows especially, how much I love Toby Mac. He's a Christian musician, if you don't know who he is. And he has some overtly Christian stuff, but some overt and some not. His stuff plays in our grocery stores. It plays in Walgreens. I hear his stuff a lot. And, you know, maybe someone will listen to that song and go, wow, I love this guy. Who is he? And if you go look at Toby Mac's website, you know in a heartbeat he's a Christian and what he stands for. I also thought about, I taught children's fellowship back in the day, and I somehow had the thinking that in order to teach children's fellowship, you had to do crafts at the end of the teaching. The crafts are the way that you reinforce the word. You know, in my mind, it was the Ten Commandments. The 11th was children's fellowship, thou shalt do crafts. Swear to God, like I had, and I, this is the only way I'm supposed to, and then I'm really rubbish at crafts. I mean, I just can't tell you. Just doesn't come naturally. I'm really bad at it. Didn't work. And I struggled with that for about a month. And then God showed me, you know what I'm better at is games. So I developed a lot of games with the kids. I did activities. We acted out the Word of God. That's the way I reinforced the Word of God to kids. Someone else is going to do it differently, aren't they? How you teach the Word of God to people is up to you and God, but just teach the Word of God to other people. Okay, how you minister to people is totally up to you and God. It really is. You kids, I don't know, maybe social media is going to be a big part of it. But just don't limit God. You don't have to do fellowship the way all soul folks do it. Not at all. Just rightly divide the word of God. Make sure the manifestations are decent and in order. You're good to go. Right? So I want to encourage you kids. The sky's the limit, okay? You can serve God any way you and God figure out to do it, okay? And never forget, your individual members, everyone's needed without exception, right? Everyone's needed in the body of Christ. Because God set it up. It's cool, huh? Great thing to be part of. Ravi's going to share on what happens to the one body of Christ after the return.